For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, good morning, Bay Area. Good morning to everyone out there getting off the shifts. Good morning to everybody waking up. And good morning to Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcherboy Shasky rocking with you on the morning roast. It is official, Shasky. We can call off the handshakes around the world. We can call off the social media scrubbings. We can call off everything under the sun because BA is under lock and key for four more seasons. And he is officially a very, very rich man. Good morning on a Friday. What's up, man?
Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness. This is finally over. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so happy that finally Brock Purdy gets his number one wide receiver target. This is just, it's a great day. It's a great
Yay!
Day. Now, do you hear that noise, Evan? I mean, I know I'm 75 miles away up here in beautiful Monterio, but do you hear that noise? Dun, 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 dun. Monday Night Football is ready to rock, baby. Let's go. I'm already ready to take Rocco and Jamie D, you know, Jamie and the Jets, my boy from the OC, and we are going to go to this game. I am so fired up. You know what Niner fans care about? They don't care about who won the contract, and did he get $81 million guaranteed? Did he get $71 million? Their player is back. And the number one target for their favorite quarterback, Brock Purdy, is back in the toe, like you said. Let's go, baby.
And that's what we're talking about. This is a BA day. Brandon Ayuk is officially a San Francisco 49er. 4 years, $120 million, according to basically everybody under the sun. 76 of it guaranteed. A hell of a front-loaded contract. We're going to break down every single detail, every single angle, every single ramification, good and bad, of this contract for the next 4 hours. But I got to say, the first thing on the top of my mind, Shasky, is just relief. Relief that we are finally through with, you know, what John Lynch thinks, with what, you know, interpreting what Kyle Shanahan thinks yesterday. And it is so crazy how much can change in 24 hours, because we were sitting right here yesterday, you and I, in this studio. Now you're up in the beautiful Russian River. But we were talking about how, okay, well, when are they going to get this done? Why is it taking so long? And some of those questions might still linger over the course of the show. But at the end of the day, this is a win for both sides. This is a win for Brandon Ayuk, who gets his money, and this is a win for the San Francisco 49ers, who lock up their number one wide receiver for this season and then the next four, pairing him with Brock Purdy. It's a win. It's a win on a Friday, and it's also a payday, so we won today, too.
Have you ever had any, like, friends? I know you're younger, you know, Ev, but you've lived a little. I mean, you're a very cultured individual.
I try.
Yeah, you know, so you ever had a pair of friends, and they've been in an engagement for what feels like a decade, and you're like, just go to City Hall and just go get married, for Christ's sake. Like, what is the holdup? Just do it. Everybody, all your friends, your family, everyone's like, just go get married. God, what is the holdup? Just go do it. Finally, they just went and did it, okay? And now we get to celebrate, and now we get to enjoy it. And look, did it go longer than we wanted? Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about it. It absolutely did. And this is where I would say, moving forward, there are things that we can monitor. Like, where is Ayuk in terms of rhythm, timing, conditioning? You know, like, how do they treat the next individual who goes through some sort of a stalemate like this? Like, did the Niners learn anything from Bosa last year, Brandon Ayuk this year, and then whatever is going to happen here with Trent Williams? Does it have a depreciable effect, you know, come week 5, 6, 7, 8? Like, all of those things are to be determined. Don't get me wrong. But today, like, oh, my God, I'm just so happy that he's back. You know, I don't know if I told you this, but I had a couple of extra televisions. It's a long story. They fell off of the truck, and they landed in my garage. And so, you know, I didn't need the TVs. My wife says, you got to get rid of one of these TVs. And so I gave one to a buddy, and he goes, here, I'll give you a Brandon Ayuk jersey. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't – is he even going to be on the team? Like, what do I want to do with this Brandon Ayuk jersey? So I gave it to my nephew, Kieran, and all summer he's like, is this jersey going to be even worth something? Can I wear it? Do I have to pawn it? Like, what do I do? Guess what, young Kieran Marinin? Wear the jersey with pride. And that's all that matters, is our guy is back. And, Ev, I look at this offense, and, yeah, you got to get the left tackle in. You got to get Trent Williams. There's no doubt about it. But, like, if you're moving forward and you have Ayuk and Debo and Kittle and CMC and Brock for this year, does it get any better than that?
Well, this is what we're asking for all offseason. And that's why I think there is some fair criticism of whether it's the 49ers or Ayuk, or in all probability both, just to wonder, you know, why it took so long, right? When you look at how the deal is set up, at least on paper, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, right? He got 120 and I think 77 guaranteed. The structure is different for Ayuk. It's a very front-loaded contract, and the details are going to continue to leak out as far as signing bonuses, you know, the fully guaranteed money, all the rest, how they're going to even this thing out over 4 years. But it does beg the question, if Amon-Ra St. Brown signed in April, why did it take up until August 29th in order for Brandon Ayuk to get into lock-in key? But I don't know if it's like poetic or symbolic, but he signs his number 11 days away from the start of the regular season. And I'm not so sure that he has not necessarily been doing nothing, but I do wonder how he'll look come week one, because we've also talked about just the consequences of having this thing drag out.
For sure.
And so we're going to evaluate Brandon Ayuk now based on how he plays this season, and then I think wonder and determine how much of an impact that this entire ordeal had on him.
That's a zoom out view, and I think, like, looking back on it, for example, like Nick Bosa, isn't everything that we view from last year now seen through the prism of the holdout?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, but it kind of almost took the whole season to happen for us to have some prerogative or whatever on it. Like, in real time, nobody was really complaining, even though I'm looking up, I'm like, the guy's got 3 sacks through like 8 games. Like, what is going on? This is not good. So when he lines up against Sauce Gardner on Monday, the 9th, okay, and it's 1st and 10, and I'm sitting in the end zone in 3:25, do you think I give a rip whether it took 5,000 days or 5 minutes for him to sign this deal? Not really. I just want to know, can he get off of press coverage when Sauce is standing in front of him? That's really all Niner fans care about. But yes, at the end of the year, we can have the big picture conversations about, you know, why did it take so long? What were we doing? Like, stop telling me about the labor pains and show me the baby. Like, that is absolutely fair. It's just, when it's taken this long, I do think it's appropriate today to be like, thank goodness, and just smell the roses a little bit, because I don't care. Look, the Giants, the Niners, and the Warriors have taught me this. All of these teams, things happen quickly. Your favorite team goes from being a dynasty to being a play-in team. Your favorite Giant squad goes from winning 3-5 to having one winning season in 7 years. So when you have a Super Bowl contender, you better just enjoy it heading into the year. And then at the end of the year and throughout the journey, we can critique and go through all the details. But at the beginning of the year, my God, I'm optimistic.
Yeah, and everyone's happy at this point. Everyone's happy because the number one wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers is going to be here, and he's going to be here for a long time. This is why I think people were confused or perhaps frustrated, is that this wasn't just a move about this season. This was a move about the future. This was a move about pairing Brandon Ayuk with Brock Purdy. And at the end of the day, they got it done. You know, I have no other way but to describe this as a good thing. I don't know how you can spin it any other way, because, yes, there's 10 days at this point until Monday night against the Jets, but contractually, BA and the Niners are locked together for 5 seasons. You know, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. But at the end of the day, Shasky, also look at this as an all-in contract by the San Francisco 49ers. This is about this year and the future, but it's about the now. And that's what we've been clamoring for. That's why we've been on pins and needles and we've been wondering when this is going to happen, because it's supposed to be about this season. It's supposed to be about 2024. It's supposed to be about getting that chip, and it's supposed to be about getting it all done before the looming contract of Brock Purdy comes in and gets done. Yes, they still got to get Trent Williams in. And yes, Brandon Ayuk has a lot to live up to. But so do the San Francisco 49ers. The Niners, this team has a lot to live up to. They have every single reason to believe that with the talent they have currently constructed on this roster, that they can run the table and get back to where they were last year and get over the hump. And this is that's the whole part of this. This, not the final piece of the puzzle, but a big piece that they had to figure out.
You know, it's so interesting how you're bringing up, like, this is a team that lost in the Super Bowl, for crying out loud, in overtime.
Yes.
We've lost 3 Super Bowls in 15 years. We've lost 7, or been to 7 championship games, you know? And I know nobody's, like, counting those things, but, like, I always often think about it. Is it better to have loved and lost or to never have loved at all? Like, would you rather have been, you know, insert team here, like the Atlanta Hawks, where you're never even knocking on the door? Or would you rather be going through what the Niners have gone through? I would argue the heartbreak of what the Niners have gone through is more gut-wrenching. And so that's why I feel like picking myself off the mat this offseason was particularly difficult because of what happened in that Super Bowl. And then all of this, like all of this drama, that's why today, as the sun is rising, as I'm looking over the golf course right now, as the sun is coming up, I'm saying to myself, finally, I can feel the oxygen and the new breath of the new journey of a 17-game season. And I'm ready to pick myself up off the mat, take my first baby steps, and run like a baby deer. Let's go. Let's get going. Where are Niner fans? Now, look, I got to get Trent. Like, I need Trent. There's no doubt about it. But, like, CMC, Kittle, Ayuk, Deebo, I don't care about who goes in 2025. We will have those conversations. Don't get me wrong. And I understand there's a domino effect. But my goodness, let's play some games, baby. Like, let's start breaking down the Jets. Let's go.
Well, I think you bring up a really interesting part of this, which is, you know, the whole Super Bowl hangover, right? Because it felt like the only way, I mean, look, I have my concerns about how the team's going to handle it, the coaching staff, some of the players, all the rest. It's just an emotional toll that we have no way to ascertain. But as far as the fan goes, it does feel like, Shasky, that this was the thing that could help the fan turn the page.
Absolutely.
That this was what was going to help people basically figure out how they were going to feel about this season. And there was just so much nervous energy pent up because it hadn't gotten done. We're seeing 11 wide receivers over the course of the summer sign left and right. To the latest point, CeeDee Lamb. And now it's like, where's Brandon Ayuk? What's going on? There's all these conflicting reports about when the contract came out, when it was offered, what BA wanted, what the Niners wanted, who won, who lost. All of that right now, at least when I woke up, and we talked about this before the show, when I woke up after my afternoon nap, and I was just kind of in a daze, and I woke up and I see Brandon Ayuk, 4 years, $120 million to the San Francisco 49ers. There was just relief. It was just, thank God. And now we can focus on 2024.
Ev, I truly believe this. In sports, the most intoxicating drug is hope and optimism, right? Like, that's the most intoxicating of all of them. It's not misery. Trust me. I will hate watch. I don't know how many others out there hate watch. I'm a sick individual. But when it comes to, you know, rallying the troops, having optimism is the thing. Like, think about the Minnesota Timberwolves right now, right? Like, and I'm going cross sport here.
Yeah.
They have optimism and hope for the next decade because of their guy, right? Anthony Edwards. And that's an intoxicating thing. It can inspire a fan base. And I look at the 49ers, and it feels like we've been the Avengers for multiple seasons now. And if you are taking away one of the people from the Avengers, like, you lose a little bit of that hope. And at some point, you start to feel like Thanos, Patrick Mahomes is inevitable, right? And so to have your guy back, like, That means something. What can Brock and Ayuk do in year three together? What can they do in year four and five? What kind of chemistry can these two cook up? Now, Jerry and Joe, Jerry and Steve, that's the gold standard, right? We're not there yet. But heck, could this be Garcia and Owens? Like, could it be that kind of prolific? I'm excited to see what the future holds for these guys. And then for Shanahan and John Lynch, like, the way I view it is there are times where things have gotten ugly with certain players on their team. Jimmy Garoppolo is a great example. But at the end of the day, they find a way to get it done. And I think there's something to be said for that.
There is. And look, it pairs Purdy with Ayuk. And that's another big part of this, too. You brought up the wide receiver tandems. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa. And you think about A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts. It is interesting that there's a lot of teams, and I know that the Niners haven't paid their quarterback yet, but a lot of teams, not named the Kansas City Chiefs, are basically pairing their young receiver with their young quarterback, the guys that they are paying. And so this is very appropriate in line with what the rest of the NFL is doing. And that's another reason that I'm happy, because, you know, where do I have Ayuk ranked? It doesn't really matter at this point. What he does with the 49ers is important. That's what I feel. And look, you know, he had 74 catches last year, 1,300 yards. He hasn't cracked 10 touchdowns yet. I have reason to believe that this year is going to be perhaps more difficult. Like, I don't expect him week one against the Jets to go 120 and two tugs
totally
like
agree.
He did last year against the Steelers. Yeah. But I do think that it's reasonable to expect him to get better as a receiver over the course of this contract, because he's 26 years old.
I'm with you. And the areas that I'm thinking about, like, where can he get better? Like, I think he can get better as a red zone target for this team. I think he can get better as a ball control possession receiver. I think he's a really good dynamic intermediate route runner. I think that him and Brock and the synergy on the deep ball can only get better as time goes on, as the personnel around them kind of evolves and you start to incorporate a Jacob Cowings who can maybe take the top off and apply more pressure, or a Ricky Pearsall who maybe eats up a little more space in the middle of the field. Does that dictate coverage and open things up for Brandon Ayuk down the field? You know, do teams lay off him? Do they try to press him more? Like, these are all things that I think can only help him as time goes on. But Ev, I keep coming back to this, like, everyone likes the player. He's a really good player. We can nitpick till we're blue in the face. I'm a big believer in crazy compatible, all right? And Ev, you're going to learn this about me. There is no perfect man. There is no perfect woman, okay? And if you're searching for Mr.
Beyonce,
Perfect or Mrs. Perfect, you're going to search forever, all right? And you're going to be walking the Mojave for as long as you live. Is the individual crazy compatible for your insanity? And in this situation, Ayuk fits. He just fits. He fits the chaos of the Niners. I think he has great demeanor for how chaotic things can get at 49-49 Eddie DeBartolo way. And I look at what he does in this offense, and he clearly fits. Does he fit the quarterback? Clearly he fits the quarterback. Does he fit being a second and third and fourth option week in, week out, if it's not him as the number one? Yeah, he does. He's got a 3-4 year track record of not going crazy on the sidelines. That matters to me, because if you bring in a Stephon Diggs who's throwing a tantrum because he's not getting 13 targets a game, that's going to mess things up.
It is. And look, you know, they still have one last big puzzle piece to fit in, and that's obviously Trent Williams, 71. But in my mind, Shasky, this negotiation, this Ayuk one, was always going to be the most complicated. And
why do you say that?
Well, because Trent is somebody, I think, that you understand what he wants. It was very unclear to me over the course of the summer what Ayuk wanted versus what the Niners wanted. And,
yes,
you know, I don't know, if you have to pick a side, to me, I think Ayuk technically won this deal. And that's something we'll talk about a year from now, just the way we talked about the impact of Bosa's deal a year after he signed
it.
Everyone was just happy about Bosa being back and being there for week one against the Steelers and getting your guy in. And then we'll evaluate him as time goes on. But, I mean, I think basically the report back in May is that the Niners had 26 on the table for Ayuk. Yesterday we hear it's 30. So I think he made himself some money this summer. That's a win to me. But again, it's also a win for the Niners because that's a player that I don't believe that if you have Super Bowl aspirations, you can afford to not have on your roster, especially when the first-round pick, which may or may not be a contingency plan for him or for Debo or for whoever else on this football team, is not ready to go. So the fact that they have Ayuk, that is a major piece that they have slotted back in. And kind of like a great Major League Baseball lineup, the moment you put your three-hole, your two-hitter back into the lineup, it makes everybody else's job so much easier.
You know, it's interesting. Jerry Jones, and I know people think he's absolutely insane, he has said things like, you know, I've never regretted overpaying for premium. And it's an interesting point of view, and I think about this all the time. If you think that the individual is a premium player, which I do, I think he's a premium player. We can talk about how premium, you know what I mean? Like, we can get into all of that. I look at this, is this Santa Monica, you know, shoreline real estate or San Luis Obispo? Doesn't matter. If you ask me, you almost can't overpay for waterfront property, no matter where it is. All right? That's just my point of view. And I think that if it's $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, at the end of the day, do you like the player? Do you think he can grow and be better? Yeah, yeah, he checks both those boxes. Do you trust he's not going to taper off in terms of attitude, production, you know, buy-in, all those things? Yeah, I don't question that he's going to taper off in those. What are we mad for today, Niner fans? Like, let's go. I'm ready to win a Super Bowl, for crying out loud. I'm tired of losing at the very end. I am. I'm just tired of losing at the end. Let's go.
I think a lot of 49ers fans are happy out there because their wide receiver is back where he's supposed to be. Look, I never thought that the Niners were going to trade Ayuk. I never thought that he was not going to be on the team, but I did doubts.
About whether
he would be there for the start of the regular season.
See, to be honest with you, maybe I just get caught in the moment. Maybe I'm just a negative individual. I did think that it could be, like, I really seriously, legitimately doubted whether he wanted to be here and whether the team could get it done. And I'm wrong. And I'm thankful that everyone came together and they struck a deal here. And I think, you know, we could argue about, oh, Brog. They got it done. They got it done.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky rocking with you on the morning roast. Brandon Ayuk is back in the Bay. He's got 4 years, 120 M's, 76 guaranteed on his ledger. And that segment, by the way, was brought to you by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. And, of course, we're going to talk about this, the impending Trent Williams deal or non-deal next Wednesday, September 4th, for the Red and Gold Summit. Make sure to join us at Fremont Bank in Fremont. The address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Ward and Dibs are going to kick things off from 2 to 4. The rest of the hosts, Bonte, Butcher, Steiny, Guru, will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storyline surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. You can come and watch as well. Space is limited, so first come and first serve. We're also going to talk to Brian Baldinger coming up in 90 minutes. NFL Network Baldy's on every single week of the football season. Enjoy his conversations. Of course, always on the River Islands guest line. Again, Evan in for Bonte with Butch. We're taking your calls on the other side. What do you think about this deal? How are you feeling as a San Francisco 49ers fan that Brandon Ayuk is under lock and key for four more years? 888-957-9570. We're back after this. That segment was sponsored by Floor and Decor.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Jeremiah from Fremont, also known as the Legend Jerry, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Butcher Boy Joe Shasky, two Bay Area homegrown legends themselves, everybody. And I want you guys, everybody, to stay with me now. The best part of waking up is the morning roast in your cup.
Oh, give it to me.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. I got to say, Shasky, you know, I do feel that rejoin. It's appropriate because I'm sitting here sipping on some morning roast, my cup of Joe, if you will, and it just feels like a lighter day. There's less stress in the air. There's less anticipation. There's less frustration, and it's all because Brandon Ayuk is finally under lock and key for the next four seasons beyond this one.
Dude, I'm so fired up. Ev, I mean, the way I look at this one is very simple to me. I just don't give a flying you-know-what, raccoon. Like, who,
you better
going
careful.
Back to Super Mario Brothers, like, I don't care who won the negotiations. You know who won? Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, 49er fans. You know who won? Christian McCaffrey. You know who won? George Kittle, Deebo Samuel. Like, it's all about winning a freaking Lombardi. You know who won? The defense, who now has their number one wide receiver target out there. Right? So I know that we get caught in the minutia, and I understand. Like, believe me, I do understand all of the frustration. I got a cousin who's like, oh my gosh, this guy's being a diva. You got the same offer that was there weeks ago. What's he doing? Why did it take so long? Like, I know I am probably not speaking for everyone. I mean, it's hard to get a unanimous opinion on anything these days. But that being said, the goal is to win a Super Bowl. That's the goal. And the goal becomes a lot more attainable with Brandon Ayuk on the roster.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that was... Look, I mean, I have the timeline here. You know, BA requests a trade in July 16th. Well, I guess you got to go even back further than that. What, 2 days after the Super Bowl is when he goes on IG, or his lady goes on IG and talks about it being potentially the last time they're at Levi's. You know, a couple months later around the draft is when Brandon Ayuk, or a little bit after, is FaceTiming with Jaden McDaniels and... Washington, pardon me. And then you get his trade request July 16th. You know, July 31st was the dap heard around the world when he's out at, you know, training camp talking to Shanahan and John Lynch, and everybody thinks that the deal is done. You know, the first, I think, or second week of August is when the trade rumors start to come in about New England, about Pittsburgh, about Washington, about Cleveland. And then the reported offer yesterday from Schefter, I think Deanna Rossini as well, on August 12th. 2 weeks later, on August 29th, he finally signs the deal. I mean, that's the timeline. I do think it's fair to ask why it took so long, but at the end of the day, the result is the result. It doesn't matter whether the negotiation took 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, as long as you get the player that you need at the time when you need him. And that's why I think you're 100% correct, is that, yeah, yesterday and the preceding days, we're talking about what's going on and where is it going to happen and when's it going to happen, but at the end of the day, it did. And they still need to get Trent done. I understand, but this to me was the biggest domino that had to fall this offseason, and it did.
Yeah, and you know, all of the people making immediate jumps on, well, this means that this guy's gone next year. Can we pump the brakes? Can we just pump the brakes? We just endured an entire offseason of talk, an entire offseason of photoshopped Ayuk in a Steeler uniform posts and tweets and Instagrams. I mean, I don't care about what's going to happen in the 2025 offseason, all right? That is for me to talk about when it comes to the San Francisco Giants, not the Niners, who lost in overtime to Patrick Mahomes. You think the Chiefs are thinking about this right now? No, they're worried about what's going to happen right now. And that's the beauty about what the Niners have built and where they're at right now. It's about the 17 games that matter, not the transactions, not the future, none of that stuff. And so I'm extremely excited and optimistic about the outlook for this year, and now the only real like checkbox that needs, or the only box that needs checking, is the Trent Williams one. And to your point, that one feels very more cut and dry than the Ayuk thing. Like, I don't really know exactly what Ayuk was looking for, because to me it wasn't just about money at times. And I like, if you want to dive into it, I think there was a respect factor, I think there was a fit factor, I think there was an emotional factor. I think all of those things matter, and I'm glad that everybody kind of put things aside or tamped those down to get this done. Trent feels like, just give me a God some amount of money.
Yeah. Give me my guaranteed bread and we can be on our way, because you need me up in that offensive line more than just about any other position on this football team. 888-957-9570. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. We are responding to Brandon Ayuk getting his bag. 4 years, 120, 76 guaranteed. Apparently he's going to make 47 between now and next April. He is a very rich man and much richer than he was a day ago as he stays with the San Francisco 49ers. Let's get out to the city and talk to Lucky, bring in our first caller of the morning. Lucky, what's going on? How we feeling? What's good?
Hey, what's going on, Evan Shasky? We got our boy back, man.
Thank
B.A.
God.
Is in the house.
Thank God.
Oh, my God. Man, do you know, because I've been talking to you and Bonte, man. 6 months of this depression is finally over. I can exhale. On top of that, Elon gave me a 4-day weekend for Memorial Day. Man, I'm turning up, man. Let's go.
Oh. Hey, isn't the best part, like, the best part about the whole thing is, like, it's not like we're on the way up and we're going to try to make it. Like, we are all in for a Super Bowl. We're all in for a Super Bowl. This isn't about, like, being good in 2026 or 2027.
No.
Like, I'm in sports talk radio, and I understand that narrative and talk and all that stuff is a part of it. It's baked into it. Like, I'm not that naive, and I'm guilty. I'm guilty of all these things. But I love the games. I love the games, and the games are more fun with Brandon Ayuk on the field.
Yes, they are. Look, man, I just turned 53, man, on August 19th, man. I want to see my Niners win a Super Bowl before I turn 60, man.
I feel you.
Please.
I feel you.
Look, guys,
my dad, you know, my dad passed away. You know, Lucky, my dad passed away in February, and, you know, they got to the Super Bowl. He was kind of like in a, I guess, essentially in a coma, and he didn't get a chance to, like, enjoy any of it. And I think about it all the time. Like, he thought they were going to win forever. He used to say that all the time in the 80s. Like, they're going to win forever. Like, they just, look, they got the next quarterback, and then they're going to win, you know, a dozen more, and it's never going to end. And then he said, like, I don't know if they're ever going to win one again. And every time they lose one, it's like it takes 5 to 10 years off your sports fandom life. It does. And it's just, it's so crippling to get up off the ground and try to, like, move forward with optimism. And so to know that they have the entire core intact, essentially, for one more run, all in their primes, that matters to me. And I think we're ready for a special season.
Yeah, look, and that's, I think, the most important part of this. We're ready for the season, and we're not ready for who wants what and how much money is a certain player going to get, and is a guy going to be here long-term? Does he want to be here long-term? Does he want to be with another team? Is he kind of tap-dancing and flirting with other organizations and quarterbacks? No, it's about the season.
Yes.
And I just feel very confident that Brandon Ayuk was the biggest domino that had to fall this offseason. I think for Trent Williams, though, it's taken longer. Again, at the very least, I feel confident that I know what he wants. By the way, happy Navarro Bowman year to Lucky out there. You know, it's funny to me that...
D-winners now.
That's right,
D-winners. Bill Romanowski back in the day.
Dude, you could probably
Jeff
go down
Ulbrich.
The list. Oh, my goodness.
I'm a numbers guy. So if you throw a number at me, I'm just going to start rat-a-tat-tatting all the numbers of guys who wore that jersey number.
It is pretty crazy. Like, did you... And I think Guru, well, Bonte's really good at it too, but you just throw a number out, like, I don't know, number 13.
Well, Tim Tech.
Yeah, that's
Purdy,
exactly.
Dan
yeah.
Marino. Alex Rodriguez with the Yankees.
See, it's unbelievable, man. I know sports, statistics,
Wilt
seasons. Like if you throw, I don't know, a particular number, overall number, I don't know, that's a certain amount of strikeouts, batting average, ERA. You know, like if you go, what was it? God, 242 is just Chris Davis. I mean, that's for three straight seasons. That
well,
guy's
do you know what 232 is?
232?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
232 is the amount of walks Bonds had in 2004 when he hit 46 home runs, batted 346, and had, I believe, the greatest season ever.
232, oh, the intentional walk number was the one that
walks.
Got me.
Overall walks, not intentional. 232 intentional would be out of this world.
No, but that same season, I believe, go check this, I think it was like 100... and 20 intentional
Probably.
Walks.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I still believe he holds the record for more intentional walks than the entire Miami Marlins franchise.
You're probably right. Well, B.A. didn't intentionally walk out. He intentionally walked into the building. In fact, actually, he was spotted yesterday, I think, at the San Jose State Sac State football game.
Yeah, he was. You know what's interesting is that he's number 11, and we're talking about like numbers. Like, I do believe there are some, not curses, but there are certain numbers that evoke misery for me. And 11 was one that was a kind of frustrating number for 49er fans. Quentin Patton, Bruce Ellington, Alex Smith. Like, it left a lot to be desired. Ayuk's really worn it well. Like, he truly has. And if you think about their kind of like spotty history in terms of drafting wide receivers, he's been one of the best first-round draft picks at wide receiver that they've ever had because they haven't hit a lot of them. All right? Jerry Rice obviously being one of the top ones. I believe Ayuk's already better than Michael Crabtree was with the 49ers. Crab had one great year, 85 catches, 1,200 yards. That was 2012. He had a couple nice seasons. Ayuk's singular season is better than Crabtree's singular good season. So I think he is one of their best first-round draft picks at wide receiver in a long, long time. And it's not saying a whole lot, but this is a guy who's a contributor. He's in his prime. Debo's still in his prime. I still think Kittle's in his prime. I think Christian McCaffrey's still in his prime until I see otherwise. Brock Purdy is clearly an ascending and still in his prime type of a player. Is Trent a little out of his prime? I don't know. We'll see. I think he's really good. Aaron Banks is in his prime. Like, this entire offensive roster is ready to pop. Is 33 points per game off the table?
Whew. Well, that's just a really, really high number. I mean, last year they were at 28.9, I think, and that was the best offense since, what, 94?
And if you think about it, Darnold, week 18. I mean,
well, that's true.
You
yeah,
know,
it
like,
up a little bit.
They could have easily been a little higher, is all I'm saying.
No doubt. And look, I also think that this is a move. We can get into this on the other side as well. This is a move, yes, for this season. And it indicates to me the Niners are all in. I'll tell you why on the other side. But it also keeps together a core that is different from the mid-2010 teams, that is different perhaps from the early 2000s 49ers teams. This is a significant move, not just for this season, but for the future. And that is where I think this conversation can go. Not just the positive about, you know, BA being back in the squad, but also what it means for the Niners as a franchise. Mm. And Shasky, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but 120, right on the dot. It's also significant. Bonds intentional walks. That is what Brandon Ayuk got paid yesterday. 4 years.
So it was 120.
120, right there.
I love you.
Count the bucket. Make sure 95.7 The Game. Check us out at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society of San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Evan Giddings, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky with you on the Morning Roast. 888-957-957 70 is the number. How are you feeling that you got your wide receiver one in the building under lock and key, ready to rock for 2024? We'll take your calls and texts on the other side right here on the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.